Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at speakerspathway.com and also the 6-minute webinar.com. We're going to be talking a little bit today about the 6-minute webinar.com because we got a wonderful webinar coming up on next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, on October the 24th. It's going to be 12 noon to starting at 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern time. And I'm going to let Mr. Bill in a few moments go more into detail about that. But we're so glad that you're here. And thank you so much for all you folks out there for subscribing and listening to our channel. We got picked up last week, it was, on Amazon Music. And, you know, it just really surprised me because I wonder why they would pick up a podcast on Amazon Music since I really can't sing. But they did. And I told him it's because Bill was a rock star. So that might have fudged us and got us in there. But we're very grateful and very thankful for that. Today, we got a wonderful young lady as our guest, Orly Armour. She's going to be talking to us about how to monetize your message through the public speaking. Public speaking is very, very powerful. Even if you're making a webinar, if you're going to do the 6-minute webinar, which I really highly encourage. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But first of all, let me say good morning, hello, and welcome to the honorary host here on Toginet Radio, Mr. Bill Heinrich. Mr. Bill, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here again today. We have a great boot camp coming up next Saturday for the 6-minute webinar. Mm-hmm. It starts at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern time. It's a 3-hour boot camp. So it goes from 9 until noon Pacific Standard Time or noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And in that, we take people through the entire process of how to write and complete a 6-minute webinar. It takes a lot of specifics to get it done. It's amazing how challenged people have been in keeping their messages short, hasn't it, Jim?
It really has. And ladies and gentlemen, let me be very honest with you. I mean, I'm a trained speaker, presentator, and all them other things. I can't even say presentator correctly. That's how bad I am. But even I had to struggle to stop all this telling and just focus in on a clear, simple message and just share how you can solve one person's problem. That is the heartbeat. That is the power of the 6-minute webinar. And if you've just been telling and telling and telling and not creating any sales, I mean, a 6-minute webinar, it's what you've been looking for. It really has. And in fact, our guest, Orly, I think she was on the original webinar because Bill, the original webinar we put on was 3 hours too. And I forget how many.
Yeah.
Yeah, the boot camp. I forget how many people were on there and how many people left anyway.
Well, nobody left. Yeah, we had nearly 50 people on. So
yeah.
It's a very, very fast moving. And it's amazing to me what a challenge it is for people to get total clarity on their message to their perfect customer. And this isn't something that we see with a few people. Mm-hmm. It's something that we're seeing with everyone. And what we'll teach you in this boot camp next week is the framework to do that. How to eliminate all the stories, how to eliminate all the extra stuff that doesn't matter and speak directly to your perfect customer. Because what they want to know is about the problem that you had the secret that you found when you solved it and how you're able to share it with them so they can solve their problem, Jim. That's all they want to know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because all of us, ladies and gentlemen, we've all been on, you know, click on something that you see that seems kind of interesting and you want to hear the, you know, what they can do for you, but they go on and on and on. They wear you out, waste your time, and frustrate you. And then when you click on the red X, are you sure you want to leave? Yes, I do. And for folks that like to get know a little bit more about Clarity and Mr. Bill, he has a free ebook. It's called Clarity Has No Story. You can find it online. Just go to myfreebook.me, myfreebook.me, M as in Mike, E as in Echo, and just enter your name and address or email address where you want to go, and Bill will pop those things out to you instantly. He's that good. And yeah. Mr. Bill, you're also the author of the book, Seven Levels of Truth, aren't you, sir?
That's correct, yeah. And that's my website is True Life Purpose Now. My specialty is showing people how to identify, access, and express their true life purpose. And it creates drastic, instant changes in their life. So, and using the 6-minute webinar to get my message out there has really helped. And I'm really excited about our guest today, Jim.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about Orly, and because it's right up our alley. It's all about
speaking. Oh, yeah. You're absolutely right, because I tell you right now, the thing that we do here is that we just, you know, we form association with people, we refer people, we help one another. We're kind of like a business family. That's exactly what we are. And Orly was introduced to me by a good friend who's been on our show, Dr. Karen Perkins. And Orly and I, we hit it off so much. She met Mr. Don McGrath, and she liked us so much, ladies and gentlemen. She had Don on the show first. And then she had me on the show, and she said the reason why is that Don, the letter D, comes before J in the alphabet. So I bought that. But Orly, you know, she's going to share some secrets today in the speaking business, because getting your message across, you may not think yourself as being a speaker, but speaking and getting your message clearly across using the power of the 6-minute webinar as your foundation. But Orly is a 24-year veteran, and she has an amazing track record. Orly, I want you to just say hello to everyone. Welcome to the show, and tell some folks a little bit about you, if you would, please.
Well, hi, everyone. And Jim, like, you can't stop making me smile and laugh. It's unbelievable even now. You missed your vocation. You should have been a comedian, seriously. Thank you for having me, both Bill and Jim. I am so glad to be here and honored, because this is such a topic that I'm so passionate about. Getting your message out there. I have been in the industry for 24 years, speaking full time, getting paid full time. And it breaks my heart when people don't get paid as speakers. So 10 years ago, I started coaching speakers on the business side of public speaking. And I've published a book called Public Speakers, You're Not All That, 12 Reasons Why Event Planners Won't Hire You, which I interviewed over 3,400 event planners that pay speakers for it. And it's been an amazing journey, I could tell you that.
Oh, it sure sounds like it. You know, also, too, you know, thinking about speaking, you probably started out focusing first on people that was on stage. Is that correct?
Yes, mostly people that were on stage and entrepreneurs who wanted to get out there and get more clients. Mm-hmm. They were really fumbling around, but they were not realizing that public speaking is probably the cheapest and best way to market yourself.
It really, really, truly is. And, you know, and being on your show and us talking and everything, when you talk about, you know, your ability to coach people and train people, would you share with us about how many would you say that you've actually worked with over the years during your 24-year career?
Well, I haven't coached for 24. I've been speaking full time for 24 years. Only in the past 10 years, I've been coaching, I would say, a few hundred speakers that I've coached, and all have been successful. And those who have not, because I know that I have a very bold statement, which is a guarantee that they'll make $150K their first year in public speaking. And well, not all of them have made that, because that would be a lie. But those who have not, have chosen not to, and have chosen to make whatever they're making, and they're happy with it because mm-hmm. they're making or tripling more than they've made before they even met me. So it's not a bad thing.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly right, because, you know, you can help someone, but you can't really, you know, my idea of success and your idea of success is two different things. You know, it just right. just depends on our comfort, you know, what we're comfortable with, what our goals are and all that. Sure. And I'd like for you to share a little bit, if you would, please, your experience and your opinion, since you're a professional speaking coach, the value of the 6-minute webinar. If you'd like to touch on that, I appreciate it, please.
Oh, for sure. First of all, when I first heard about it, I was absolutely through the moon. I said, oh, this is so genius. Because I don't know how many of you have been to all these webinars that last at least an hour and a half, number one. Number two, the first 30 minutes is about the speaker, whoever's giving that webinar. And seriously, I am so tired of hearing how successful they are, the big house, the car, the money that they make. I'm really not interested anymore. Then there's about 10 minutes of meat and potatoes of some kind of tool. And then a bunch of sale, and why, and here's an upgrade. Great. And if you can't have that, here's another thing, and here's another thing. And when I heard about, this was like a no-brainer for me. So when I heard about the 6-minute webinar, Orly, one thing, one sale, one focus, one call to action. And then I said, OMG. Like, that was really, remember my reaction was, are you kidding me? 6 minutes? Seriously? And I attended the webinar, the boot camp. I attended it with actually a client of mine, because I was at her house. So we both watched it at the same time. And what an amazing thing to just hone down on one thing. It's beautiful, because you can, even if you do solve a few problems for people, mm-hmm. then you can make a few 6-minute webinars.
I mean, oh, yeah.
stops you from doing this multiple times. So I thought it was just amazing and totally a game changer for mm-hmm. people who are looking to do webinars and getting clients. Just absolutely phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for that. We got about 7 minutes or 7 seconds left before we go to commercial break. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be sharing some more information about what Orly does and her website and all. We'll be right back right after these messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Need larger parking spaces? The owners of the Togla Rest Stop in southeastern China think so. They have created a number of parking spaces that are 50% larger, designated for female drivers, with the international symbol for women and outlined in pink. When asked by a Chinese newspaper why they felt the need to enlarge the parking spaces for women drivers, a lot manager explained that they observed female drivers having a difficult time parking, which slowed down the order of traffic. I admit I'm a bit of a baby bummel or bungler when it comes to parking, but is this really necessary? Actually, I was complimented on my parking the other day. Someone left a note that said, "Parking? Fine." It's marching never. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We're so glad to have you. We got a very exciting guest with us today, Orly Amor, A-M-O-R. She corrected me on that. I have this unique ability. I can mispronounce names correctly the first time, 100% of the time. And I tell you, it's a very unusual gift, and if you want me to give it away, I'll be glad to. But sincerely, we've been talking a lot about the six-minute webinar. Mr. Bill Heinrich is the co-creator of the six-minute webinar. Him and Don McGrath, they created it. They got together, and they were talking about, you know, how they could help people, because we saw some issues with the messages of inspiration and hope. A lot of folks there just did not know how to properly present their selves, their message, and things of this nature. And that was really one of the good things that got birth out of the pandemic, because we came together to see how we could help people, reach out to people. And Bill is the one that says, hey, let's just put on a series of webinars, a message of inspiration, hope, and support, and we'll go from there. And we did. And it's grown not only into creating the six-minute webinar, but it's enabled us. We'll be starting a live streaming TV show on e360tv.com. We'll be starting that in the second week of November. So, Mr. Bill, I want to personally thank you, and I know Orly will personally thank you, and a lot of people out there who have experienced the six-minute webinar, for having the smarts, the wisdom, and the knack to see the need to put that thing together, brother. Thank you so much.
Well, I don't know if it was a stroke of genius or just intuition. I would go more with intuition, because being involved with Speakers Pathway Coalition and working with people and getting their messages out there, and having Orly Amor on today is really a great person as we talk about the six-minute webinar, because of the focus it takes. It is amazing, as Orly said, you could do one of these for each area that you help people. So the six-minute webinar and going through the exercise is an exercise that will actually help you in every area of life, because it shows you how to get to whatever you're after. And in the webinar, there's a call to action at the end. We'd like you to download our free book. I want to give you this. But you can do it in 6 minutes, speaking to the perfect customer. So, Orly, I have a question for you. How do you see this six-minute webinar? Because you've worked and you've been speaking for decades now and worked with hundreds and coached hundreds of people. How do you see the six-minute webinar benefiting the speakers that you work with?
Well, it's a game changer. Enough already with doing all these long, long workshops and to get clients or to get the message. Yeah. This is no longer needed. How about we do a six-minute webinar, get one message out in a very concise, precise way, and do it multiple mm-hmm. times in different, and if it's different problems, then different topics, different times. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing. I think, I mean, it'll make me waste less time on the wrong thing.
And, you know, there's another thing about when you're addressing what's called your perfect avatar or perfect client or customer, the message that you're giving is really ageless and timeless, isn't it, Orly?
Absolutely. So you can make it as much
it's not as much a time-sensitive issue. Mm-hmm. So a six-minute webinar that you can create today, a year from now, will still be fresh to the right client. It's going to be fresh. How do you see this helping the speakers that you've worked with? Because clarity is always an issue, right?
Yes, but I am looking at it even on a broader and like you said, in an evergreen way. They can record themselves. They can make it an online product. They can, I mean, it's forever. And they can create these on and on and on for every problem they solve, for every single type of avatar, like you said. I mean, this is just genius. I'm a visionary, so I'm looking at this in a very different way. But people who get it will get it immediately. And people who don't will just take a little longer, but it will still click. At one point or another, it has to.
I have to say, since the inception of this a few months ago, your understanding of it is as clear as anyone I've heard speak yet. you really get the benefits of it. Because one of your speakers can do 3 6-minute webinars, combine them together, stretch them out a little bit, and they've got a 30-minute talk, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's funny because when we do our speaker training boot camps, we do it in 6-minute increments.
Oh, really?
So when we do, we teach them to do a 6-minute real speech. So once when they do a 30-minute talk or a 90-minute talk, all they got to do is do multiple times the 6 minutes. So what you're teaching them to do is do exactly that, but we don't do the call to action part because we want to teach them how to do a whole speech. Mm. So now you're talking about basically getting clients. So call to action is the link that we need to, that everybody needs as a speaker. And I love it. I just love the concept. Absolutely genius.
Yeah,
I can't say it with more passion, Bill. You understand that, right?
Well, listen, we're going to have to put you on the payroll. So
you don't need to.
So the 6-minute segments that you teach people to speak in, I think the point that I want to get across and want to discuss a little bit are all the different ways you can use a 6-minute talk. Or
yes.
How many different ways can they be used?
Well, that's the cool part about it, is that it's unlimited.
Yeah.
It's unlimited. There is no limit to what you could do with the 6-minute webinar. First and foremost, every speaker should have at least 3 to 4 back pocket speeches, right? So at the end of the day, they have those top 3 topics. But every speaker has a laundry list of problems that they actually solve. And if they break it down into those increments, they'll find out that they have 20, 30, 50 things that they probably solve.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now if you put those into a 6-minute webinar each, you have work for the next, I don't know how many years, really. And how many clients can you really handle? And if you're going to put this into a online course or online, even as a webinar, you can put it as an online course. Like there's so unlimited. And you can put this into a book. You can put this into so many. I don't know. I'm telling you, and I'm sure I can find more stuff to put it in.
You know what I like about your excitement there, Orly? You know, when you start using the word genius, I know you're talking about Bill, but you start telling us all these things that we can do, and I feel like I'm starting to get a little genius here in my thinking there. But would you be so kind as to share your website and email address so people could get in touch with you and say, hey, just tell me more? Would you be kind enough to do that, please?
Oh, sure. OrlyAmore.com or Orly@OrlyAmore.com. So simple.
Okay. And that's OrlyAmore.
That's right. Perfect.
Oh yeah. And I'd like to ask you a question. You say you've been a 24-year veteran of speaking and all that. How did all that get started for you?
Great question. Thank you for that. When I was before this life, I was in property management for 25 years, and I was speaking. That's where my speaking really started. It was in property management. I really wanted to educate board of directors, where boardrooms are really used for as an arena for people's egos. I really wanted to bridge the gap between property management companies and their board of directors for condo and homeowners associations. And I started to doing all these seminars and workshops and so on. And I fell in love with public speaking. And one of my girlfriends said, you know, I need you to come and volunteer. I'm a volunteer at this women's shelter. I need you to come and speak at this women's shelter. So I said, what do you want me to speak about? Are you crazy? And she said, well, I want you to come and tell your personal story. And I said, well, that's not going to happen because I am not ready to tell my personal story. Mm-hmm. And she said, no, come on, Orly, you got to do it. And I said, no, I don't. Anyways, do you have annoying friends? Because this one was an annoying friend, and she called every single day for 3 weeks telling me if I'm going to do it. And I said no. And after 3 weeks, I asked her, why me? Because there's other people that speak about these topics. And I said, why me? So she said, well, because you have this bubbly personality everywhere we go as far as networking. Everybody hugs you and loves you, and they don't even know you and they hug you. You have, you know, like you're a social butterfly, and you live a life that most people dream about. Why don't you just come and give these women hope? And I said, okay, what do I have to do to get you off my phone? And she's like, for you to say yes. So I finally relented, and I had to hire a coach because public speaking is not my thing. And anyway, so long story short, I spoke at this event a couple of months later, and something happened that was very, very challenging for me because I was not used to getting off the stage and having people cry on my shoulder and thank me. Thank you for coming. Mm. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for giving us hope. And to give you my story in 18 seconds and give you the last of that piece is that I was a beaten up child. I was molested 4 times before the age of 14. I was raped 3 times before the age of 22, twice gang raped 9 months apart, left for dead. Mm. As a result of, and I was also married to a very abusive husband, both mentally and physically. So as a result of that, I had 4 abortions and I gained a morbid amount of weight. I was 428 pounds at my heaviest. And so getting off the stage and getting all those hugs, I was not used to it, right? I was in property management. So this lady came up to me and was crying profusely. And she showed me a piece of paper and she said, this is how I was going to kill myself this morning. And you see, that's not where I was going. I don't even remember my drive from my house to the shelter. But I heard you speak and I want to live. I just want you to show me how. And this was my pivotal point. It wasn't like, wow, this was cool. It was like, wow, I just saved somebody's life. So I was crying. Everybody around us was crying. And on my way home, I was like, that's it. Screw property management. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life. And I'm sorry, but it was just really what I was thinking.
You know, your story is very amazing because we visited quite a bit before. And I was very surprised at, you know, what a bubbly person that you are. And I wanted to come on the show, not only to share your knowledge about speaking, but also how you rose from the ashes. And I really admire that. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a break now for commercial breaks. We'll be right back.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
Laughter was such good medicine. Ancient Greek physicians sent their patients to visit comedians to be healed. In the 1300s, surgeon Henry D. Mondeville used to tell jokes to his patients in the recovery room. Dr. Mondeville must have been a bit of a witzel such. That's a person who tells jokes and no one ever laughs. We laugh 6 times more when in the company of another person than we do by ourselves, and 30 times more when we are in a group. Laughter isn't under our conscious control. If you've ever started cacinating at school, in church, or at a funeral, you know what I'm talking about. Cacinating is another word for uncontrollable laughter.
It's Marching Band.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We're just having a ball here, you know, talking to Orly and Bill with the 6-Minute Webinar, and Orly being a professional speaker, and she's going to share another great story with you. But we want to say thank you so much for tuning in. We're on iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, you know, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, and we're also on Grandmother's radio station. We appreciate that, our radio at home. But sincerely, we want to thank you so much. Also, we want to remind you that we are proudly sponsored by the good guys at speakerspathway.com and the 6minutewebinar.com. That's SIXminutewebinar.com. And also, folks, remember that Clarity has no story. You can get your free copy. Just go to myfreebook.me. M is in Mike, E is in Echo. And Bill Heinrich is the gentleman who authored that. He's the genius that Orly's been talking about. Isn't that right, Bill?
I don't remember.
I'm not going to see it. Just convinced.
Genius.
But I know she wasn't talking about me, brother.
But I really appreciate, and of course, Orly's been involved in speaking for so long, how she really thoroughly gets power of the 6-minute webinar. And not a lot of people do. They're like, oh, I made one, where can I use it now? You can use it wherever you want. And the beauty of this is Orly coaches speakers. So I want to hear a little bit about, because you obviously, with your understanding of the 6-minute webinar, and believe me, the concepts in this new technology, Orly's hitting finish nails with a ball peen hammer, hitting on all the points of the different ways that it can be used and the benefit of it. It means she has to be a heck of a good coach. How did you get into coaching, Orly?
Yeah, so that's a great question, Bill. Thank you so much. I did not want to coach. This is the funniest thing, because I was speaking all over the world. I am a certified behavior analyst. So I go into corporations and teach their salespeople how to close the deal 98% of the time, and their HR people how to actually hire the right person for the right job in the corporation to make them more productive and work cohesively together as a team. And I was traveling the world, 26 countries, 18 states, having a blast, jet setting. I had an amazing, I still do have a life, a great life. And one day I was speaking in Arlington, Texas, in your neck of the woods, Jim. And I was just at this huge, amazing business conference. And while I was in the break room for speakers, some of the speakers came over to me, three guys came over to me, and one of them said, aren't you Orly Amore? I said, yes. Do I know you? I'm sorry, I don't remember. So one of them said, oh no, we've never met officially, but I've seen you on the circuit. I'm like, oh, okay. And in my head I was saying, well, I wonder which circuit, because I'm really a corporate speaker. Anyway, and so we just started networking and talking and just, you know, shop talk. One of them at one point says to me, you know, I'm just curious, how did you get this gig? I said, I don't know. I called, I told them what I speak about. They paid me and I'm here. They all looked at me like if I had three heads. You got paid? And I said, you guys didn't? And they said, no, we got our expenses paid, but we didn't get paid. Now, you guys, parentheses, do you guys, you know, what you've heard, you don't know what you don't know? Well, I didn't know until that moment that speakers did not get paid. I never knew that. And a few years, just a couple of years before that, we were sitting around my pool with a few friends of mine who are speakers, and just like in conversation, I said, you know, speakers' minimum wage is $150,000 a year. And they all started yelling at me, what? Are you crazy? Some of us make 50, some of us make 80, some of us 100, that's pushing it. 150, Orly, you're out of your mind. And at that point, I didn't know what to say. So I said, well, you know, you're at my house and you're yelling at me. So, okay, you do you, I'll do me. That's all I said. And they hate when I say that. I'm like, okay, you do you, I'll do me. And I was so afraid to tell them, listen, guys, I tripled that a year. But because I was just deducing that that would be a minimum wage. I didn't really know. It wasn't something I actually knew for a fact. Right. So I'm like, OK, I'm not going to argue this one. You do you. I'll do me. And so now I'm talking to these guys and they're like, no, we got our expenses paid and we didn't get paid. I said, OK, well, no, I got paid and I got my expenses paid. So they said, well, we want to know how you did that. And I said, okay, but if I tell you, I'm going to have to charge you. And I was just kidding. So just before I could say just kidding, they all looked at me and said, well, okay, just name your price. And I'm like, what? Okay, can I get back to you? Because what are you talking about? What do you mean you're going to pay me? Pay me to do what? And I didn't understand that this was a real problem in the industry. So on my way home to Florida at the time, I was thinking, you know, maybe this is a problem in this industry. People don't know how to get paid or how to do the business side. So I started writing something down. You know, I'm a true believer in, you know, God, the universe, whatever, you know, makes you happy, you know, to believe in. And I don't believe my ideas are mine. So all of a sudden, I got a nudge that said, write down what you do to do this business and make the money you make. And when I got home, I was like, oh, this is cool. I have a toolbox here. And if people just did this, they'll be able to make the money. And I thought, oh, toolbox. Nah, I don't want to call it that. So I called it Business in a Box for Public Speakers. And I thought it was kind of catchy. So I called back those friends of mine who sat around my pool a few years back. And I said, hey, guys, I don't know what I'm doing yet, but I'm thinking, just thinking about teaching speakers on how to do the business side and guaranteeing they'll make $150,000 their first year in public speaking. They're like, oh my God, Orly, you should totally do this. It's like the Holy Grail. We'll hire you. I'm like, what? What did you do with my friends? And who the hell are you? Like, it's like, what? Are you kidding? Wait a minute. I'm just asking you if I should do it because I am, you know, I don't like coaching. I don't like excuses. I only want to work with serious people. And they're like, no, totally. We'll hire you. And by the way, one of them was like, Orly, by the way, that's how you're going to reach your mission. My personal mission is to impact the lives of 200 million people by 2025. So when he said that, I was like, wow, that would be my why. Because I don't have children. I mean, that would be so cool, like to have a why to do what I do. Mm-hmm. And so I called back those guys from Arlington that I met in Arlington. They're not from Arlington. And I said, hey, guys, I don't know what I'm doing, but I created this Business in a Box for Public Speakers, and I'll guarantee you'll make $150,000 your first year. So they all said the same thing. Well, how do you guarantee that? Nobody guarantees anything. And I said, you know what? Fair enough. That's a very good question. I said, if I position you in this industry and I make you intriguing, marketable to event planners, and I show you how to find them, reach them, talk to them, what to say first, what to say second, how to deal with rebuttals, how to negotiate, all that stuff. And I do the forms for you. Basically, I build it for you. I build your business for you. And I show you how to do the process. If I show you how to do it and hold your hand until you make the money, that's how I guarantee it. If you do the work and I hold your hand, you're going to make the money.
That's really amazing. You know, as you were telling your story there, it reminded me of things that really happen to everyday people. You're doing something, and then all of a sudden, the energy just kind of like pushes you into someone else's need. And that's exactly how we started the Message of Inspiration and Hope show. It was a webinar series we created. We started that on the 18th of March. That's when I say started. That was when we had a meeting. And Bill was the one, Mr. Bill Heinrich, he was the one that simply said, hey, we know a lot of speakers. Let's put on the Message of Inspiration and Hope and called Message Inspiration Hope Show and our support. And that was on a Wednesday, the 18th of March. On the 23rd of March, the following Monday, we kicked it off. We ran 5 days a week. It's been going weekly ever since, not full 5 days. We're down to 2 days a week, but we got it on every week. And that thing has migrated us into taking that particular show to E360 TV. We got invited there. And most importantly, the thing of it is that whenever you're providing a great service, a very needed service for someone out there, I mean, it's your duty to step up to the plate, because there's people out there that need your expertise. And with the with what Orly's been sharing with us and what the 6-minute webinar does, I mean, you can just be sitting there in the privacy of your own home. You don't even have to be talking to anybody. You just put your heart and everything into that 6-minute webinar. And that's what Bill saw, and that's why he helped co-create it with Don McGrath. And Bill, that's pretty much that's my opinion of the 6-minute webinar. What can you add to that for value, sir?
Well, I think that the thing of most value, and I know we're headed to break here in a couple of minutes, mm-hmm. but I want to get into this further when we get back. And that is what I have learned. You know, my primary business is True Life Purpose. Now I work with people on, and I orally also give 100% guarantee on my results on people living their life purpose and expressing them at their fullest and being in a constant state of expansion and growth. And the thing that I've learned from that is this, is everyone has a message. Everybody has an important message to share with others that others need to hear, regardless of who you are. And this is the thing, and Orly had asked me, I'm going to teach a class for her next week. And the name of the class is Nail Your Niche, 1 inch Wide and a Mile Deep. Because it's in the mile deep. That you make connection with people. So this is all a lead up for our next section when we come back from break here, is talking about how important it is for people who've been thinking about speaking to mm-hmm. get in touch with Orly and to get their message out there. Because in the days of the pandemic now, we're doing it so much differently. So like Jim said, you can do it from home. It can happen so many different ways. In fact, these days, it has to happen many different ways because of the limitations with the pandemic. So when we get back from our break, we're going to talk about that, why it's important for you to step out into the light and start to share your message. We'll be right back.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
I like bumper stickers because they provide entertainment when I'm stuck in traffic. The first bumper stickers were made of cardboard and metal and attached to the bumper with wire, and it looked more like a handmade license plate. In 1946, a new sticky back paper was available for printers, and the bumper sticker as we know it was born. What's a word for a person who follows through with an idea from start to finish? An idiopraxist. A couple of my favorites are What Would Scooby Do? And Watch Out for the Idiot Behind Me. I have noticed lately that I am seeing less and less cars with bumper stickers. Now I'm afraid I'll get bibliophobia. That's the fear of running out of things to read.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at speakerspathway.com and the 6-minute webinar.com. That's SIXminuteWebinar.com. And I'm going to ask Mr. Bill Heinrich, he's the honorary host here with us here on Toganet. I'm going to ask him to share a little bit of information about what's going to be coming up a week from tomorrow. That's Saturday, October the 24th. About that boot camp. Would you share that with us, sir?
I'd be happy to, Jim. We'll be doing our 6-minute webinar boot camp again on Saturday, October 24th at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. This is a 3-hour boot camp where we take you through what we call a done with you 6-minute webinar. The value of this, if you paid for it just to do a done with you, it's $500. The cost of the boot camp is only $99, and you're in there for 3 hours. You're getting all kinds of information. You'll be able to get the whole framework for your webinar, and it will help you get tremendous, tremendous clarity on what you offer to whom and who your perfect avatar is. And before we went to break, Jim, I was talking a bit about how everyone has a message to share. And Morley, I'd like you to talk about that a little bit, because I know that people say, oh, you know, what do I know? And why would anyone listen to me? And how do you handle that, Morley?
Oh, that is such a good question, Bill. My tagline is, if you have a message, somebody's willing to pay for it. And what people don't understand is that we all have a story. We all have been through something. So we've all been through breakups. We've all have lost something. We've all been betrayed. We've all had something. It doesn't have to be a boo-hoo and traumatic experience like I've been through. It doesn't have to be that. It could be something as simple as your child or you had the measles. I don't care what it is. It really is so simple. The thing is that we all experience things differently, and therefore we have a story. It could be that, you know, we got into a car accident. It doesn't have to be that we went into a car accident and we lost a limb. It has to be just we got into a car accident. Well, you know, it's shocking anyway, even if it's not our fault. It's a traumatic experience that is, even though it could be minor, it's just that it's something that you can tell. It's a story. And people are forgetting those little stories because they take life and everything else for granted. And that's why I, you know, when people say, well, how are you doing? I said, incredible, because every day above ground is a good day. And so I think everybody has a story and they should definitely share it. Actually, my TEDx talk, which is coming up, is all about that, you know, not taking your story to the grave. Because in the act of sharing, there is contribution, and you never know whose life you're going to change. And that's why you need to tell your story. So I love the fact, Bill, that you share that with the purpose part, you know?
You know, it's not taking your story to the grave is Orly, in doing the work with people on their life purpose, and it doesn't matter who I work with, because I'm able to show them areas of expansion energetically that changes their lives drastically. Once they understand the important parts and are able to put the puzzle pieces together, and ultimately what comes out of it is everyone does have that story, don't they, Orly? The story that can change somebody else's life.
Exactly.
That's why we're here, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why we're here. That's our life purpose. That's why we're still alive. Because if our mission on earth would be over, it will also, you know, God would have ended our life. But we're not. We're here for a reason.
You know, another thing, too, that I wanted to just butt in there, excuse me, Orly, was just to mention the fact that, you know, someone's going to be able to connect with you. about your story. Mm-hmm. And that's why you need to get out there and share your story, because you'll be able to connect with people that, you know, most people cannot even connect to. There's people out there wanting to connect with you, and that's why your story is so important. And because we're all, you know, we're social creatures, and we need to be connected. We Correct. Really do. And if you keep your story to yourself, then guess what? You're not being of service to someone else, and that you're robbing two people, them and yourself.
Sure.
And Orly, your website is orlyamor.com. Is that correct?
Yes, it is correct.
Okay, orlyamor.com. And if someone wanted to email you, it's simply your first name, Orly, O-R-L-Y, at orlyamor.com.
Perfect.
Okay, good. I did that correctly that time.
Oh, my
goodness.
That's right.
You know, Orly, you had mentioned before making a difference in somebody's life, and I want to share with you a story. This actually happened to me. I was involved in a group. This was many years ago. And I was in this group for, oh, I don't know, 3 or 4 years, something like that. But one day, a fellow came up to me in the group and looked at me and he said, "You saved my life."
Mm.
And I said, I laughed, right? But I was like, "What do you mean I saved your life?" He said, "The first day that I walked into this group, you were the first person that I met. And the way that you said hello to me meant to me that I found somewhere that I could belong."
Aww.
Right?
Yes.
And he went on to say more about it. And what I got out of that was, first of all, how ridiculous I thought his statement was to me that I had saved his life. But you want to know something, Orly? Mm. He meant it.
Oh, no, I know he did.
And it was in that moment I realized we never know when we're going to share something with
right.
someone
right.
that will have that same impact on their life. And I know as a speaker, you must run into that frequently.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's so funny that you shared that. I used to go to a gym, and every morning at 5 a.m. when I walked in, this guy was sitting on the bench where he was exercising, and he was really looking like a mean guy, you know, like he had the look with the tattoos and everything. And I think nobody wanted to talk to this guy because he looked so mean. And I knew his name, and his name was Joe. And every time I would come in, I'm like, "Good morning, Joe." And I would walk right by him, right? Every morning. And, "Bye, Joe. See you later." You know, like that's it. Every day, every day, every day. And then I moved away, so I did not go to that gym anymore. And one day I'm in Miami airport, and this guy runs after me, and he's like pouting, and he's, you know, I tapping me on my shoulder, and I turn around, and he's breathing heavily and everything. And he's like, "Your name is Orly, right?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "I'm not crazy. Hold on. Don't worry." And he's wearing a uniform. So I'm thinking, "Oh my God, is he going to arrest me? Like, what's going on?" You know? And he's like, "You used to go to this gym." And I'm like, "Yeah, that was a long time ago." And he's like, "I just want to thank you. You saved my life." And I'm like, "What?" And I was shocked. And he said, "Well, you know, you remember you used to say good morning to me. My name is Joe. And I might not look the way that I used to look, but basically those days that you were saying good morning to me, I was contemplating on killing myself, but I was looking forward every day to your good morning." Can you believe that? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I wouldn't even remember that. I didn't even remember that until he said it. And that's the impact that we do every day that we don't know. So I treat everybody with no, you know, like no judgment. That's another thing that speakers do, and that they judge, they contemplate, they think that they're being judged, and that you know, that's, what do you call it, the imposter syndrome that everybody talks about and all that. Stop it. Like, I that's what I want. My message is, like, stop all the nonsense, share your story, and just do what you need to do. Live your purpose. Absolutely.
It's so true, because being in coaching, and I, you know, call myself a business coach, which is, I work predominantly with business people, business owners, entertainers, high-level CEOs and such. And in working with people, I come across people who want to get into coaching. Hmm. And they're always, oh, I don't know what I'm going to coach about. It's like you're going to coach about your story, your life. There's stories there that can help other people. Mm. And if our audience today only gets one message, get that message. Because whether you're a speaker or not, you're influencing and around many people all day long. And your story and being transparent can make a, I shouldn't even say can make a huge difference. It will make a huge difference in somebody's life, won't it, Orly?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Even during this pandemic, everybody was like, oh, my God, events are getting canceled. And oh, my God, they were so wrong. They were so wrong in so many levels. May I share that?
Please.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So statistically, there are 64,000 events a day in America. That's Canada and the United States that pay speakers every day. Yes, 64,000. It's a $100 billion a year industry. And when the pandemic hit, yes, they are right. There are some events that got canceled. They got canceled because they needed to regroup and see what's going to happen and see if they're going to postpone to a live or postpone to a virtual event. Those who were able to just flip the switch and go virtual, they just didn't miss a beat. They flipped it to be virtual, the events that were from March to September. Those who are from March to September who had to postpone, postponed it with the contingency that if it's not going to open up for live, they're going to go virtual. And those events got another problem going because when they switched the date, they had speakers cancel on them. So how lucky are we, those who stuck around and were contacting them? So, I mean, people need to just embrace what's going on instead of panicking and shutting down and stopping to do things. This is an amazing industry. Everybody should get into it.
It really is. And, you know, I just tell you, you know, speaking has brought so many wonderful people together in my life. And to be honest, I mean, the reason why that Don and I created Speakers Pathway Coalition, it wasn't to create a speaking agency or anything like that. We wanted a place for someone to be able to have a home on the internet, have a family that cared about them. And what we're seeing, that's dominoing right into the 6-minute webinar, because everyone there cares about everyone else. They try to help and promote each other. And, you know, Bill, we're just about out of time. Roy always said the pizza's ready in the oven. But ladies and gentlemen, all the information will be in the description of the show. Please share with others. Thank you so much for tuning in. Orly, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you next time.